Hello and welcome back to the BenHeck.com podcast, episode 110, or binary 6.
I'm convinced.
Hey guys, so I switched my web server over this weekend.
Oh, dirty.
On the new server, I have stats enabled.
Oh, so we actually like find out that only 4 people listen to this.
Well, no, it says here, I'm looking at it right now, it says here that today 41 people listened to the podcast.
Just today?
Yeah, I was surprised.
Wow. I love how it's exciting to have stats. It's like this is something that was like a thing like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's like we've got stats.
I was like, oh, there's a plugin for that? So now we know if people are listening or not. Mm. Oh, yeah. So, okay. So the entire time we've done the podcast, we've never known what the stats are.
Yeah, pretty much.
What, 12, in 12 years, it's like, why did we keep doing it?
It's because we just like talking about shit, and we're like, eh, whatever. Maybe somebody wants to listen. Here you go.
So 70% of them are using an audio player, whatever that means.
Hmm.
14% are other. No, iTunes is 10.8.
Oh.
Oh, that's pretty low.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, why would you use iTunes unless you had to?
Where is Zoom on there?
I don't think I can zoom in that far.
Zoom.
All right. So now that we have stats, I guess we can respond to people and stuff, maybe? Yeah.
Wait a minute. We needed stats to respond.
No. See, Ben, you need to put a comment plugin. That way you can respond to people.
Yeah, I need to reinstall Facebook. When I transferred my website over, the Facebook app or the Facebook plugin on WordPress was causing it not to work. So I removed it. Mm. I haven't reinstalled it yet. You know, because it's all about the social medias. All right. So our topics, which we probably won't stick to and we'll probably meander from. First one is the end of theaters. So recently we've seen this Cloverfield Paradox movie that came, well, it didn't come out of nowhere, but it was like, oh, it's going to be on after the Super Bowl. And everyone's like, what? So that was pretty crazy. And then this weekend, who's that guy's name? Alex Garland, the guy who did Ex Machina.
Yep.
So he had a new movie called Annihilation.
See, I didn't even know that I could just watch that now. Is that correct?
Cloverfield?
No, Annihilation.
It's a little different. I guess we'll get to that later. Well, I guess, but basically, you know, there's some big movies that probably wouldn't have made it in the theater. You know, like kind of the mid-range budget movie, which is kind of dead in a way. But anyway, it seems like Netflix is like buying them. So
It's the movies that are slightly better than direct to DVD, but not good enough to be in a theater?
Well, yeah. I mean, Hollywood basically only makes really cheap movies or like $200 million blockbusters now.
Yep.
So a lot of these movies are ended up on Netflix. So we're going to discuss that. Then after that, since it's still in the news, the end of microtransaction loot crates. So there's some upcoming games that are going out of their way to say that they're not implementing loot crates or microtransactions or whatever. Microtransactions, not microtransactions. Michael Jackson transactions. We're going to discuss
those.
And our third big story is there's a rumor going around that Disney is going to dump EA as its video game partner.
Yeah, that's a little tied into the previous topic.
Yeah, because everyone hates EA for some reason.
Well, yeah. There's no reason to love them.
Why is there a reason to love Disney?
I think people don't like Disney either, so.
Well, there's people that fucking love Disney.
And I'm sure that third topic is going to turn into a commentary on, you know, companies people love and companies people hate. Yeah.
Can already see where that'll go.
Yeah. Okay. So let's circle back to the end of theaters, Cloverfield Lane paradox, and Natalie Portman with a machine gun.
So I haven't seen that movie yet, the Cloverfield one.
Hey, that reminds me, we were trying to do bets today on who would win in a fight. And basically it was always like someone versus Charlize Theron.
Nice.
Then apparently Karen brought up Gal Gadot. And then I was like, she looks like she's like weighs 90 pounds, but apparently she was in the Israeli army or something.
Oh yes. So yeah.
So she would know like Krav Maga and all that stuff, I suppose.
Yeah, you should read up on like her background. She's had quite the life.
Yeah, so I guess she probably could beat up Charlize Theron.
She probably could, yeah.
Apparently she's like pretty tall too.
Yeah. I guess Charlize is also.
That's why I thought it would be a good fight, but I don't think Charlize probably had to. I don't think she was in the Israeli army ever.
No, Gal Gadot is like what, probably 10, 12 years younger than her too, so got that going for her.
I mean, well, that means she's 12 years less experience fighting, though.
That's true. All of Charlize's experience fighting has been honed in the last like 5 years.
Well, I assume you watched Atomic Blonde, right, Jones?
Well, yeah, I think I was like telling you through text messages, like, watch this fucking movie because it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like John Wick awesome.
I don't know. It's like right up there, in my opinion.
I thought the plot was a little confusing.
Christ. All you need is Charlize just kicking all the ass with a 1980s score.
I did like how during the fight scenes, the people got tired while they were fighting each other, and then and she got like her ass kicked, which is always good in movies, like for the hero to get their butt kicked, not seem invincible, like Indiana Jones.
I like too that like in that fight scene where they're in that stairwell and in that building and shit, and this keeps going on, but it's like she only fights like a handful of people instead of a lot of these movies where they just throw like bodies at them constantly. It was like way more interesting. And, you know, more realistic having her fight, you know, just a few people.
So it wasn't like Kill Bill?
Yeah, exactly.
I think about that when I play, like, video games like Battlefield. And I kind of got to think that's probably what it's like in real life. You know, like, if you think about a game like that, like, if you're walking along and you come across, like, two or more people, you're dead.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you're dead.
Yeah.
And unlike most of these action movies where, you know, you can, you know, one person can take out God knows how many people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because in a movie, they have to edit it. So you can only show one person shooting at you at a time. But in a video game, it's like, oh, people see you, they turn, you're dead.
Yep. Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. So that's our review of Atomic Blonde, starring skinny John Goodman.
Is he really that skinny in that movie?
I think he like lost a lot of weight, like in Kong, Skull Island.
That movie was fun.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, it wasn't amazing or anything, but it was a good time.
Featuring Loki as Nathan Drake.
Yeah. Yeah, I was disappointed by him in that movie because that first scene with him where he's in the bar and he like kicks some ass at pool or something.
Well, yeah, because he's got to be tough.
But it's like, then they never really do anything, I don't know, play off that later.
But well, who's he going to beat up on the island? There's no, like, rando bar people to beat up in the island.
I suppose.
He could have fought the natives, but that wouldn't have made any sense.
He needed to fight somebody. He could have fought Samuel Jackson. He needed to have his ass kicked.
Samuel Jackson was, like, kind of a douchebag.
Yeah. He needed to have his ass kicked.
Motherfucking monkey! Didn't he say something like he was going to call him a motherfucker and then he got squished because PG-13?
Probably. Sounds like something that would happen.
But you wouldn't be able to, you can't say motherfucker in a PG-13 because it's
of course not.
Implying sex.
Heaven forbid.
Yeah.
Mm, oh yeah, you can use fuck in a non-sexual way. Once.
Yep.
Once.
Or twice if you're Steven Spielberg.
Well, there are special rules.
I want to say that was like Bridge of Spies. There was some movie I've watched in the last couple of years. It was a PG-13 movie with two fucks, and I want to say it was a Spielberg film.
Maybe if it's a period film and not sexual, you get an extra.
And if you're Steven Spielberg.
Yes. So maybe he could have got three.
Like asterisks in that rule book. on the footnote of each page, unless Steven Spielberg.
Breach of Spies was pretty good. Did you watch that, Jones?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a good movie.
Yeah.
I like that one. That's a good companion film to Atomic Blonde.
Yeah, because Bridge of Spies is about when the wall went up, and Atomic Blonde is about when the wall comes down.
Yep.
We have a piece of the Berlin Wall here now. I bought it when I was
really?
In Germany. Yeah, wow. You can buy it. It was like, I don't know, 5 euros or something.
You're like, so here, what do you like pay more? 5 euros for this, like,
chunk
symbol
of cement.
Of oppression.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, like, I got it right here. Let's see. Says Zer. I don't know what it says. It's all in German, but it's even got a little bit of graffiti on one side.
Yeah.
That's like the greatest testament of, like, you know, capitalism over communism. You're buying a symbol of communism.
And they're like, we're gonna sell your shit for profit.
Oh yeah! As soon as I realized I could buy a chunk of the Berlin Wall, I was totally on that.
Yeah, I probably would have done it if I was there and saw
that. It was pretty cheap. Yeah, there's a little bit of. I'll have to put a photo of it in the podcast. There's even one surface of it has paint. It's got like looks like graffiti on it. I mean, it's pretty small, but yeah, it's pretty cool.
So yeah. Ben, what's your favorite artifact that you have? That or the Atari cartridge that was buried in the desert?
Oh, my artifact collection
of two apparently.
Yeah, two.
No, I have more artifacts than that. I actually. I don't know where
Indiana Jones. You're like belongs
oh, no,
in a
no.
museum.
I have a AK-47 casing fired by Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't know where it went though. Yeah, because my first job, what was it? We got this new cook lady, right? And her husband was the fire marshal in Florida when they were filming True Lies. And so after a scene, he like picked up shell casings as a souvenir.
Nice.
And so she gave me one. Yeah. I don't know. You know, my brother-in-law probably has it because I probably left it at my mom's years ago.
Mm.
Yeah. And then there's the space shuttle tile that I'm not sure if I'm supposed to have or not.
Knocking on door.
Yeah, probably the space shuttle tile is my favorite artifact.
No, it's going to be like Armageddon, where like they had to rebuild the space shuttle for some reason, and they had to knock on everyone's doors asking for the tiles back.
They could get one of those. Do you ever see that thing about the Russian space shuttle copies they made?
Yeah, the burn.
Yeah, they could use one of those, fix that up.
Yeah, it might actually be in better shape.
I mean, if I was president, I would be like, you know, fuck those fuckers back up.
Yeah, no shit. I'd be like, get this shit going again. Let's make a fucking new one.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how that fucking badass that was growing up? It's like, we launch this thing into fucking space, takes like the Hubble telescope up, and then the thing comes back down and lands on a fucking runway.
Yep.
Like, awesome.
Only blows up a couple times.
Well, one time, it just kind of fell apart, and you know, the other time it exploded.
Well, you know what I learned? I didn't realize this, but until the Columbia disaster, they didn't always replace the tiles. Like after the shuttle landed, they inspected it, but if tiles were intact, they left them on.
Hmm.
But then, of course, after that, they basically replaced them every time.
Yeah, after it disintegrated, coming back, they're like, well.
But remember, it wasn't the tile. Well, I mean, the tile failed, but it was like the chunk of ice falling off the solid booster, hitting the tile. That was the problem.
Yeah.
On launch.
Yeah.
Well, and they knew about it, too, was the other thing.
It was dicks.
Well, yeah, but what are they going to, could they
really
abort during launch?
I mean, no, is they could have sent another shuttle up and got them instead of...
That's not trivial to send another shuttle up, though.
Well, yeah, that was the thing, is they had to weigh the... They didn't know what the extent of the damage was at the time.
And didn't they install, like, an arm on the subsequent shuttle mission so they could inspect the underbelly once they're in space?
I already think it had an arm.
There was some... They did a thing where they inspected the bottom of the shuttle once they got into space. That was, like, a new procedure after Columbia... You know what's insane? I don't know. I was reading about the Apollo missions a couple days ago, and adjusted for inflation, the entire Apollo program was like $120 billion in today's dollars.
Wow.
And the government just spent that while I was saying that sentence.
Yeah, pretty much.
What's our problem? Oh, yeah. So anyway, the end of theaters.
See, and you thought we didn't have anything to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, you just got me started on artifacts.
So your favorite one is the space shuttle one then, huh?
Of course, because it's from a freaking space shuttle.
It did go to space and back.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I think it's the only thing I own that's been in space. I wish I had a meteorite. Remember that meteorite crash, Jones, like south of Richardson Center?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I would have totally kept that. I would have told the university to go to hell. I wouldn't.
Like, go fuck yourself and your academics.
Well, okay, keep
putting
half of
this
it,
over my mantle.
I would.
You your mantle.
You wouldn't put a meteorite on your mantle?
Well, you're goddamn right, I would.
Yeah. Do you remember when that thing crashed?
Yeah.
That was awesome. Insane. And then they had the traffic video from the Beltline.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like lit up completely and everything.
It looked like something from like a Michael Bay movie. It was insane.
Yeah.
So can you imagine if you're driving west on the Beltline and you saw that?
Be like, shit, this is it.
So, Parker, there was a, I don't know, when was this like? Oh, it was before I moved out of Verona, so it was probably like, what, 8 or 9 years ago?
Yeah, it's been a while.
This meteorite hit, I don't know, probably like, what, 20 miles south of where we grew up?
Yeah, sounds right.
And it was flying westerly. So, I think I even remember the flash, but I didn't think of it. I just thought it was a cop car driving by or something. But there's actually a traffic cam. It's at night, and it's flying through the sky, and then it explodes, and then it keeps going. It looked like something from, like, Armageddon. It was insane. Yeah.
I mean, that movie is based on true events.
I wonder if it's on YouTube. What would that be called? Wisconsin Meteorite?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe Ben Affleck once ate animal crackers with a woman, and that
meteor
was...
Meteor over Wisconsin. Wait, this is, like, a lot more recent. Oh, I'm so tired of seeing these tobacco ads on YouTube. Or dip ads, I mean.
There's tobacco ads?
Oh, I'm sorry, anti-dip ads.
Oh.
Here's one from 2010.
So. I think that's when it was.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
It's kind of bright.
What would you think if you saw that driving down the road?
Me?
Yeah.
I would probably go to the nearest bar and get a drink. That was probably the end of the world.
Like, yeah.
Shit's getting real now.
You know what it would be like?
I guess it would depend if there was a ginormous explosion when it landed. I think I would probably figure out it was a meteorite or something.
I think it set some trees on fire.
But, like, if it went, you know, straight up mushroom cloud, then, yeah, that's
well, that would be bad.
You probably wouldn't have time to go to a bar then either.
Probably not, but it's the thought that counts, right?
Well, it'd be like that fallout rule, right? Like, you hold out your thumb, and if your thumb covers a mushroom cloud, you're okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's just far enough away.
Is that actually a legit thing, or... is that just made up for that game?
No, the reason the guy has his thumb up in the game is because of that literal rule of thumb with atomic explosions.
Yeah, but is that like one of those
based
like
in fact?
Hey, it was a video on YouTube told it to me, so it must be true.
Seems legit.
Sounds like fake news to me.
Oh, you know what it would be like if you saw that, Parker? It would be like a Cloverfield paradox.
Would it? I haven't seen that movie. The only Cloverfield movie I've seen is the original one.
I've seen zero.
Yeah, so there's this running gag where I keep asking Jones if he's seen Cloverfield, and I keep forgetting that he's never seen it.
Wasn't there, like, one day where, like, it was back when we were living in Verona, and you literally asked me two separate times if I had seen it, and not enough time had passed between the times you asked me for me to have seen it in between.
Yeah, because you would have run right out to the video store
that
and rented
something
it.
Like, no, that sounds like something Ben would do.
I swear it's that like... happened. It was like you came down, grabbed something out of the kitchen to eat, went upstairs, came back down like 45 minutes later, asked me again, and I'm like, it was physically fucking impossible for me to have watched the movie since the last time you asked me.
And now, much like Mass Effect, you're not ever going to watch it out of spite.
Yep, that's going to be my Mass Effect. So,
but now there's so many Cloverfield movies that you'll never catch up.
That's true.
There's so like apparently there's three. Another one coming out this. No, there's another one coming out this fall.
Okay, so four.
Jesus.
Yeah. So apparently, someone made a movie called The God Particle, and okay. I think they realized that no one was going to watch it. So they basically shot some extra scenes and called it Cloverfield Paradox.
Mm.
Yeah, it's really obvious that it was jury-rigged into being a Cloverfield movie.
So is like Cloverfield one of the most like bizarre movie franchises to have existed? I mean, I'm sure there's other like just weird ones, but I just don't even get...
I don't even understand it because the thing. First one is a monster movie.
Yeah.
And people didn't like it at the time. I actually really liked that movie. And then they came out with Cloverfield, whatever it was, on
Lane, I think.
10 is, Cloverfield.
Yeah. And like, I completely thought it was, I didn't even think about the original movie because it was like, the trailer was so different with no monsters. And I'm like, eh.
It was the same
so
thing.
I didn't watch it.
It started as another movie. And then they filmed a couple scenes to turn it into a Cloverfield movie. That's what Cloverfield's all about.
Turned it into a Cloverfield movie.
Yeah, it's about buying movies that nobody would watch, filming like a few scenes, and then connecting it to Cloverfield. I mean, it's really apparent in the Cloverfield Paradox. It's like a guy driving in his car at night, and you can tell the car's not even really moving. And then he's checking his phone, and there's messages like, the monster is attacking. The hospital blew up. No, the exposition is like him reading text messages off his phone. It is so effing cheap. It's not very good.
Is that the one that came out off after
the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be the most lame thing to release after a Super Bowl.
But there was an ad for it during the Super Bowl, and they're like, and you can, because it was supposed to come out like in April theatrically, but then Paramount sold it to Netflix, basically. Sold them the whole thing, you know, like $45 million, whatever they spent on it. So basically, Paramount made more money selling it to Netflix than they would have released it in the theaters because it would have died a quick death in theaters.
I thought I read, too, that, like, you know, they have whatever, some sort of Nielsen-type thing for Netflix, and it did pretty well, actually. Like, I think, like, in the first 24 hours after the Super Bowl, like, something like 8 million people watched it or some crap.
Yeah, the thing is about...
It's probably more than that, though, because...
Well, now I'm sure, but I mean, that was within 24 hours. I mean, yeah, maybe even at the time it was higher, but...
Oh, so you're... Oh, yeah, because Nielsen has sample families, and they just basically aggregate guess the rest of it across from there.
Yeah.
I mean, Netflix would know exactly how many people watch it.
Oh, yes. They'd know exactly how much of it they want.
A more interesting statistic on that would be how many people signed up for Netflix to watch that movie.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, ultimately, that's what they were after. Well, there might have been people that signed up for the free trial, and then who knows, maybe they ended up subscribing.
Forgot that it was on their credit card bill for 8 years.
Yep, exactly. That's the dream.
Mm-hmm. Subscription services.
Just like getting people to sign up for a gym membership and then forgetting they signed up for it and they never go again. And
or like with the cable company, you know, they won't tell you that they've got a better plan. They'll let you keep paying for the old one forever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sons of bitches.
That's actually the interesting thing about because I have Comcast and they don't so like they keep increasing my speed for free. Like they say for free. Now, what it is they came out with a faster plan, and they just put me on that plan, so I pay the same amount. Instead of downgrading me, you know, price-wise, I'm going to keep my old speed.
That's still... I mean, Charter's the same way around here. Basically, just gets faster, like, every couple of years.
Yeah, but, like, now I get, like, 150 instead of 100 down, right? But there is still a 100 down plan. It costs less than what I'm currently paying.
See, now...
So you put me on a 150 plan for free instead of making me pay less for my same plan.
Right, but that doesn't mean you couldn't... If you want to pay less, you could.
I could, but they just say... Instead of saying that...
Yeah,
they
I see say, your point.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's better than, like, it going up in price. That's although, in a way, it does, but I see your point. Yeah, because we were talking about this today, like... So our local cable monopoly is Charter.
You're but it's not, because I have AT&T.
Well, I'm sorry, it's a duopoly. So there you can get AT&T. Oh, okay, so it's a triopoly.
I think your monopoly idea has just gone out the window.
Yeah, I think I've just completely decimated your... But anyway, carry on.
Well, I was going to say, so we were talking... I don't know, I think... I don't know, Max or someone brought this up. Apparently, Charter... Oh, they're going to upgrade the repeaters, right?
And
by doing that, that will basically increase the speed to, like, 1,000 megabits a second.
Ooh,
so it'll be one gigabit a second, which is cool, but it's like, my God, like, do you really need that? I know that sounds silly, but, you know, I.
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Well, I guess if you think about it, it's like on Friday nights when Netflix is kind of clunky because everyone's watching it, I guess that would give you more throughput. But on the same token, it'd be like, oh, our garage is so full of shit. Let's build another garage so we'll have room. And then you build the garage and it immediately also fills up with shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nature abhors a vacuum.
So you have fiber internet, Jones, in 1%er land over there?
See. Apparently that is me.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been looking into getting fiber, but they're not putting any fiber in my neighborhood right now. There's too many houses that are still, like, damaged from the hurricane.
Okay, so this other movie, Annihilation. So,
like, there is no segue. I was going to go from old, decrepit people to Annihilation or something.
Yeah,
it's a sci-fi movie, right?
Yeah, it's from the guy who directed Ex Machina.
Yeah, so what's about movie. This movie? I saw advertisements for it, but I don't know anything else besides, like, it looks like I should watch it.
It's some sort of science fiction film. Yeah, I don't know either.
Like Natalie Portman has a machine gun.
Yeah. I wonder if she was in the Israeli army. You think she was in the Israeli army?
I think she got out young enough, right?
Did they make you join the army there, like Switzerland?
Yes.
Oh, really?
You have to put in, like, 2 years, I believe it is.
Huh.
That's why Gal Gadot did that.
Well, but isn't Natalie Portman, she's also from Israel, isn't she?
She is, but I thought she was already in America, though, like, when she was...
Oh, yeah, because she was, like, a kid, like, in all those movies.
Yeah, exactly, so...
Oh, yeah, maybe she became American or something.
She, like, got out of it or something.
Wait, I think she has dual citizenship. I only know that because it's a movie trivia in front of a movie.
So she skipped the draft?
It's not a draft.
Yeah, it's just part of life there. You hit, like, 18 and you got to put in your 2-year service. Like, not a draft.
Right. I mean, Switzerland is the same thing, right? But anyway, so this Annihilation movie, it's being released in theaters in America, Canada, and China. And then for the rest of the world, it's not being released theatrically. Instead, Netflix bought the distribution rights. And it comes out like what? Like a month or really, really soon, right?
Yeah, it's like just in a few weeks, I think it'll be available like in Europe.
So I need to use a VPN then to watch it.
But could we watch it then? Or would it be like Star Trek Discovery where it's blocked here?
I thought it was just those other countries that get it. But
with a VPN, you can live anywhere.
You mean like Tunnel Bear? I hear about that all the time on YouTube.
I do not know that name.
It's like a VPN.
Oh, okay. I think you can set your VPN to be like on the ISS as well.
But that would be a really shitty connection, wouldn't it?
Probably. Actually, I don't
Seems
know
like
how
a waste
would
of
that.
Resources.
Do you think anyone's ever had sex on the ISS?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Probably.
I wonder...
For science.
I wonder if they would, like, use bungee cords or how they would do that exactly.
Magnetic boots.
Oh, like it's Star Trek VI. Right. Yeah, so I don't know. What do you think, Jones? I mean, I kind of think movie theaters suck. What are your thoughts?
I pretty much agree. Like, I haven't been to one since that fucking Star Wars abomination. So,
just like, I don't think that was the last movie I saw in the theater as well.
I mean, it's like, I just don't have a lot of desire to go. It's like last weekend I hung around here and, you know, did a bit of stuff, but I certainly could have went and seen Black Panther, but I was just like, eh, I'd rather just stay home. You know, like, I don't know.
I agree, but I mean, I like good movies and I heard it was good. And I saw this previous film in the theater, Creed.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm sure I'll probably enjoy the movie, but I just, the whole going to the theater and just, which I know we've bitched about before, but it's just like...
A pain in the ass.
Like, I would rather just sit at home and be like, here, I'll give you, like, $10 and I'll watch it right now or whatever, you know?
Listen to us, we're two single guys with no kids complaining about being a pain in the ass. How must families feel?
Oh, God. Yeah, I can't even imagine how much of a headache that's got to be.
Really? You can't imagine it?
I don't think I can. Like, imagine the headache of dragging, like, two or three kids and then spending, like, $50, $60 on tickets and then having to buy a bunch of shit at the concession stand.
Yeah.
Comment below if you think it's a pain in the ass.
Well, I think that's why, you know, most families with kids, they don't go to that many movies. And if they do, it's usually like Secret Life of Pets or something.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
yeah.
And I think that's why you see, like, the only theaters that are doing good are, like, the ones that are, like, the Alamo and stuff, where they have food and shit. Because, like, I don't go to any other theater besides that.
Well, that's because you have one of those.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have one, so it's, you go to... what you've got. Although, like, I would say...
Like, if I didn't have that, I wouldn't go... I'd be like you, Jones. I would not go to theaters.
I mean, the one thing I would do is if that damn theater in Sun Prairie were on this side of town, I might go more, because they have those couple of theaters where they serve you, like, real food in them.
Yeah.
That would be a little more appealing.
Well, I live on that side of town, and I don't go there that much.
Well, then we know you're a, like, hermit, so.
Jones is more of a hermit than I am.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I've got Ben beat on the hermit watch.
So which one looks more like...
But the thing is, like, I swear to God, I don't even have an OLED TV like Jones does, and the picture looks better. I swear to God, they dial down the bulb to save money, you know, so the bulb doesn't burn out as fast. And it's just, like, when I went to Last Jedi... it was so fucking dim. Like those scenes on that planet called Ahch-To, which is really stupid.
Oh, God. Yeah, dumb name.
I mean, it's not like I couldn't see what was going on, but it was kind of dark.
I guess I haven't had that problem in theaters. Maybe because I have young eyes.
Oh, come on. Well, and they've got those stupid lights along the side of the wall. You know, I suppose that's some sort of fire safety.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the last time I went to go, well, it was actually The Last Jedi, yeah. And the fucking exit sign that's on the door, and it's right by the fucking screen. That fucking light. Fuck that light. That's the only thing that pissed me off that time, yeah.
Yeah, those do kind of suck.
Fuck fire safety.
Yes, who needs a safety shit? Like...
here's how I look at it. Like, once home video game consoles got as good as the arcade, which is, like, pretty much like PlayStation 1 era, then the arcades were done.
Yeah.
I mean, people will always go for the more convenient option, even if it's, you know, less quality. I mean, we got rid of CDs because we wanted MP3 players. But I would argue that, yeah, like $500 television now looks just as good as a movie theater.
Yeah.
Or if you have a OLED like Jones, it actually, I'm sure it would look better, actually. It just would.
Oh, yeah. It's like no comparison, really.
Because here's the thing. You know, movie theater is still a projected image, be it through film or through an LCD, you know, filter. And so ultimately, the dark areas are only going to be as dark as the LCD has the ability to block light.
And the film, yeah.
Or film, exactly. So if you think about like the silver screen, you know, it's called that because there's silver paint on it. If you look at it, it's like, you know, it's kind of silverish, you know, off-white. So that's the darkest color it can be. The only reason dark areas look dark is because everything else is so bright. And so I'm just saying the basic nature of projection or, you know, occlusion projection through some sort of transparent medium, you know, the very nature of it basically prevents you from having really good black levels. Now, I suppose if you had a laser projector, if it did like a raster laser scan, that would look better. I don't know how common those are. I know they exist. Yeah. So I don't know. It's kind of hard for traditional projection technology to compete.
So this is the next question, Ben.
Yeah.
Are we going to have this exact same topic next month?
Probably.
There's a high probability.
Our next topic is going to be are theaters doomed?
We have been known to repeat ourselves.
Yep.
So are you saying we should move on to the next topic?
I think so.
Okay, the next topic. Jones, why don't you set this one up for us?
Oh, yes. So, video game topic, I guess now. Like, of course, everybody knows about all the hoopla over the loot crate crap with whatever that Star Wars game was, Battlefront 2, a couple months ago. And I don't know, I was reading something the other day, and they were talking about these new games coming out, and they seemed to be making a big point of the fact, like, we're not going to have loot crates in this game. And like Sea of Thieves is one of those where they're not going to have microtransactions to start, but then they said down the road they will have some, but they won't be loot crates. So it's like that, and there was like another game that I think it was like Burnout Paradise is being remastered. And
I'm looking forward to that.
And the original Burnout Paradise had microtransactions, but the remaster is not going to have them.
Sweet.
And so it seems like maybe there is a, you know, correction happening already.
So who's going to rip off the scab and raise the base game price?
That's what I keep thinking about, is who's going to do that and when will it happen?
I could see Blizzard being, if they had a big game coming out, they would do that.
Yeah, I don't know, because, I mean, even, like, Overwatch, they didn't even charge... Well, did they charge $60 for it? No. I guess they did.
Yeah, I bought it for $30, though, so...
Yeah, I was going to say I bought the Game of the Year or whatever the heck edition that was after it had been out for a while, and it was, like, $30, like, on sale or something, but... I don't know, but, I mean, that was, like, yeah, Ben and I were texting a bit last night about, you know, these game prices and... Like with Battlefield or whatever, they still had, what did they call that thing? The premium pass. And so it was like an extra $50.
Yeah, they've had that since Battlefield 3. And then Battlefront 2 was the first one not to have it. And everyone online was saying, oh, good. It's not going to have the premium. It's not going to have the premium. That's good. And then they didn't think, wait a minute, what are they going to replace it with?
Yeah, it's like.
And then they found out.
Assume the position. Yeah.
And how it was replaced was even worse than just having a season pass.
Exactly.
Well, then someone would say, you know, oh, but the premium breaks up the player base, which it certainly does.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I spent $110 on Battlefield 1, and I've put a ton of hours into that. So, I mean, I've certainly got my money's worth. I don't care that it costs $110.
Yeah, that's the thing. You could have, like, one game you play the shit out of, you know, for $110, or you can buy, like, a bunch of games you play a little bit for, like, you know,
$60
a piece. You know, maybe you play them, like, 2 hours, or not 2 hours, like, 10 hours each or something, you know? What's the better value equation?
You know, I was doing an invoice today for Treyarch.
Oh,
and it was
yeah.
like Santa Monica, California. So I'm thinking all these games are made by programmers and highly skilled people in first world countries.
Expensive
in expensive
places.
Cities. Yes. And it's not like, oh, you know, the price of my piece of junk phone stayed the same, made by, you know, slaves in China. It's like, no, these games are developed by people who are making six figures, who have big benefits packages and all this stuff, and they live in like Seattle or Los Angeles or San Francisco or New York or insert expensive city here.
Yeah.
And it's expensive. And if you think about like every the cost of the games has been going up, the cost to make games have been going up. I mean, like, labor costs between now and 2005 are much higher than they are. I mean, just health insurance alone has gone through the roof, as we all know. Oh, crap. End political statement. but it's true. And like that, labor is the most base cost of any product. And video games require really expensive labor. I'm like, Jones, I'm sure you've noticed like the price of new cars, how much those have gone up lately.
Oh, it's nuts. I think like it was like a year or two ago, but I was looking at something, and I think the average price of a new car is around $30,000 now.
Yeah, and the rate of inflation on that has been insane. Now, does someone assembling a car get paid as much as a video game programmer?
No.
Maybe the designers.
Well, yeah, those guys.
Yeah.
But not like the line work. That's the thing, though, is that the person who's copy-pasting codes for Steam isn't getting paid a lot because it's an algorithm computer.
Huh?
I'm using your example of the person who makes a car doesn't get paid a lot because he's, you know, line worker. But there's no equivalent to that in the gaming industry. The equivalent to that in the car industry, like a programmer, is an engineer who designs the blueprint for the car.
I guess I was bringing up an example of a consumer product that has risen in price dramatically since 2005. And then the labor it takes to create that product versus the labor it takes to create a video game.
Yes.
I mean, what's a union car manufacturer probably make, like, what, $30 an hour at most? Like in Indiana or someplace?
Yeah, I mean, I think they make a pretty good wage. But
Right. Yeah. But I mean, that's not as much as like someone, you know, pulling down six figures as a programmer. Although there's a lot of people in the video game industry that don't make all that much.
Well, or they make that kind of money, but they also work like 80 or 90 hours a week, so their hourly rate is, you know, shit.
Now, would a union auto worker put up with that shit?
Nope.
See, I think that's a big part of it. Like, I would say the price of games is being held down artificially low by unpaid overtime crunch, DLC, microtransactions, and all that other stuff we talked about.
Yeah, yep.
It's like, shit, I should have talked to Dale about this last week when I saw him at that funeral. Like, Hamburger Helper, you know how he eats it all the time? I don't know if he still does. He probably does.
I don't think he does anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's basically the same price, ain't it? I eat it sometimes.
Yes, but the box keeps getting smaller. That's what they do.
But you still have a pound of hamburger, though.
Yes, they say to do that, but if you actually put a pound of hamburger into Hamburger Helper, it's all hamburger.
That's the
point. I have noticed that, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. You put a pound of hamburger in?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Why? It's all hamburger if you do that.
Because we're fat fucks.
Because I'm too lazy and I follow the instructions to a T, so it's like, put a pound of hamburger in here. I'm like,
So if the instructions told you to jump off a bridge, would you do that too? It's like, well, it's the only way I'm going to get my Hamburger Helper made.
Like, at that point in the day, my brain is shut off, so yeah, probably.
So, as Parker said, when is a scab ripped off and
what's
games just jump to $70?
Would 70 even be enough, though, is the thing. Like,
nah, it's gonna
I
be
was trying to think about that.
80
I mean,
min.
Yeah, I would think you'd almost have to go to 80, and then
oh, they couldn't
have, like,
jump,
DLC
they couldn't jump
and stuff.
That much.
Yeah. And the thing is, it won't be a developer or publisher that's hated. So EA will not do it.
Yeah, I guess that would be the main allure of somebody like Blizzard doing it.
Because
they're
this is like Apple removing. This is like Apple removing a 3.5-inch audio jack.
Or removing an SD card slot from a laptop aimed at photographers and media professionals.
Sure.
You would never do that. Oh, wait.
Think about it, like, how thin is an SD card slot? How is there not room for that in a Macintosh?
They just don't want
to. There's no reason to not include it.
There's yeah. not room it for the accounting.
The costing it out.
Yep.
No, but you're right, Parker. Like, EA or Activision will not be able to get away with it. Like, some universally beloved company like Blizzard would have to pull that
I
bandage
think
off.
The only one, Activision's only title that could do it would be Call of Duty, because people give that series so much shit already that
right.
it would just get lost in the noise.
Do you remember?
Do you imagine? Oh, go ahead, Ben.
I was going to say, when the console games jumped to $60 in 2005, what was it, about 5 years before PC games did?
Yeah.
And then I think it was like, it was either Call of Duty or a Battlefield title that actually made the jump from 50 to 60 on PC.
I think it was Battlefield.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Battlefield 2.
So one other thing on that topic, talking about like... dividing the fan base. I think there's probably a lot more people that buy the initial release than buy the premium pass. So you might actually make more money by increasing the base price by $10 than you would off the premium pass people.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. Well,
someone did the math, and the bean counters for Battlefront said not to do the season pass. They didn't do that out of the kindness of EA's heart.
No, they moved it over to the microtransactions and loot
yeah,
boxes.
But someone did the math to say, hey, we'll actually make more money this way.
Probably. Well, I mean, it's like, what do they call it in mobile gaming? The whales? Like, yeah. the game is free to play because, like, 0.5% of the population who plays it will drop $5,000 on your stupid mobile game.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whales. And, you know, it's kind of like taxes in a way. You know, you don't have to pay a lot in tax because some people make shit tons of money and they pay all the tax. And since yeah. they... Yeah, and if they disappeared, for instance, like if all the rich people disappeared, our taxes would go up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the same kind of thing. I know that might sound a little too political, but, I mean, it's just economics.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, if there's some idiot who goes around, like CS, what was it? Like, someone bought, like, a rare gun in CSGO for, like, what, $60,000 recently?
Jesus Christ.
I know, it's ridiculous. But the thing is, if someone will do it, then take their money. This is like Apple. Like,
yeah.
Well, look, yeah, that's the thing
it's,
is.
It's a pretty looking laptop. It's twice as much as it should be. Take their money.
Yeah.
Because we're on Loot Crates. My friend, we play PUBG, Players Unknown Battlegrounds. And he unlocked a mini skirt in the game as clothing. So all it does is your character can wear a mini skirt now. He sold it on the Steam Workshop for like over $300.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a piece of digital clothing that yeah. doesn't do anything stat-wise.
Yep.
But it's worth that much because... People say it is. Just like your Bitcoin.
It's like, well, I think it's more like you know, baseball cards and shit like that. It's completely worthless.
Well, this dollar bill I have in my pocket is completely worthless. But someone decided it's worth a dollar.
Well, a collective amount of people did. I get same thing with that baseball card, I guess, too.
Yeah, but no, but... No, yeah, people decide that something's worth money. That's what makes it worth money, not what it is. I mean, like, a hunk of gold is... Well, even that is, you know, people decide
that's
how much it's worth.
That's the thing. No, because that's the thing is people bring up, like, oh, that dollar bill is only worth because blah, 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 government, and the gold's worth something. No, because people are only going to give you money for that gold if they can sit on the gold and spend and get money for it later down the road.
That's that's true.
We're getting to post-apocalyptic like prepping now.
I think in a post-apocalypse, I think like toilet paper would be worth more than gold.
Yeah, toilet paper, bullets, and liquor
and cigarettes.
And the current society, not as much probably.
The 20% of people who smoke, they have to smoke. Yeah, we should make a post-apocalyptic game where those are the four currencies. We could call it the four currencies. What do you think?
Instead of stupid caps.
Well, isn't it Metro 2089 or whatever, where bullets are the currency?
2033, yeah, it's bullets. There's two different kinds of bullets. One's like pre-war bullets, which cost more, and then one is like remanufactured. It's really cool. Play that game, Ben.
I'm never going to play it.
Eh.
I don't play old games. I only play old games if they're like really old.
I don't play old games either.
They remastered the Metroid series. It came out like a year ago.
I was playing Die Hard Arcade on my Sega Saturn, then I sold it. Because it's worth money, it turns out.
Nice.
Well, what was it? Okay, toilet paper, booze, cigarettes, and what was it? Bullets?
Bullets.
Yeah.
So here's a question, though. So in theory, like, Blizzard's our impervious company or something here, right? For raising the price? But let's say...
But do they have a big game even coming out?
Well, like, let's say...
Overwatch is huge.
Yeah, let's say a year or two from now, they're like, oh, we're bringing out Overwatch 2, we're doing all this cool shit, it's going to be $80. You don't think there'd be, like, outcry?
I think if there was a single-player game, a single-player mode, people will hand over fist.
I don't think it's not going to be $80, it'll be $70.
Well, whatever, $70, $80, but... there would be people bitching about it. You know damn good and well.
Well, there's people who say
I think it's going to happen within faster than 2 years, though.
Well, it has to happen. I mean, it should have happened by now.
The fact that everyone is bitching about microtransactions. And then I get tired online when people talk about, is the government going to get involved? It's like, oh, you don't want that to fucking happen.
Yeah. It's like...
those are the same people who were bitching about Jack Thompson 10 years ago. Oh, it's
God,
like, oh, yeah.
I forgot
yeah.
about that dude.
Yeah, yeah. but the thing is, yes, if everyone is like saying, oh, we're fed up with microtransactions, and the video game industry is going to be like, okay, well, the price is going up. It's the perfect time to do it.
Yeah, I mean, basically what they've done all these years is kind of made it where, kind of like with the mobile model a little different, but it's like basically the people that want to spend more, they're given the option to spend more and get something for it, but they don't force that on everybody. Yeah, they're going to have to, with this new, with everybody revolting against all this stuff, so.
Well, I think I think the actual game players, I mean, there's people that are happy to, like, buy that stuff. There's entire YouTube channels dedicated to opening loot boxes.
Yeah.
But it's, like, the big YouTubers, like Jim Sterling, who, like, it makes every other video about loot boxes complaining about it. That gets a lot of negative attention. And so they're going to have to change it. I mean, well, Jones, you know, like from the co-op world with like pinball machines.
Mm-hmm.
Like pinball machines don't make jack shit. All those operators, they make all their money off the kiddie gambling machines.
Yeah.
And which is just as bad, if not worse, because it's basically... Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the kiddie gambling thing. I mean, again, it's like maybe it's semantics, but whatever. But like the kiddie gambling thing, it's like, yeah, it's stupid. You go and pump a bunch of money in it so you can get like some stupid toy that is worth like a fraction of the money you spent.
Right.
But it's like at least there's something tangible there that you're getting where like these loot boxes, you know that there might be this thing in there that you could get, but you have no idea what your odds are.
Yeah.
Whereas if you look over at the toys and behind the counter, you see like, oh, I need 500 tickets for that thing, and I spent $3 to get like 15 tickets out of this machine. And so if you do the math and think about the time, it's like, well, I could eventually get that. It'd be interesting to see if they brought out, like Overwatch or something, Overwatch 2, and they charge $70 or whatever for it. I mean, you know damn good and well people would bitch. Like they might get through it, but there'd be tons of people bitching. A bunch of these same fucking douchebags on YouTube would be on there making videos bitching about it. Even
Douchebags on YouTube who didn't buy games in the early 90s and realize how much a lot of Super Nintendo games were.
Yeah, it's like Street Fighter 2 when that came out on Super Nintendo was like $75. And that was in like 1992 money. Yeah, like...
Oh, I'm going to go in. I can't resist.
You can't resist.
Inflation calculator.
We know where you're going.
I'm going right to it. I should just make a bookmark for this for every.
Yeah, I think you've looked this one up before too.
If you don't have it like linked off your website or something, or like embedded in the thing.
He's gonna get tattooed onto like his arm.
You ready for this, Jones?
Do not forget.
Oh God, let me guess. I'm gonna say. $132.
$158.
Jones, you were very close. $134.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, and I was under, so I win the Price is Right.
The thing is, too, is that also had to include the box, the manual.
Well, most importantly, the ROM, the mask ROM. And
no, I was getting there. The physical cartridge, all the stuff in there, labor to put it together. Right now, you get a key.
Yeah.
That is generated by a computer.
I mean, I think there definitely was a point where the video game industry saved a lot of money, and that was when everything went to CD. I mean, a CD-based game, it's $1 for the disc and $1 for the package, so basically $2, versus a Nintendo Mask ROM, which is, probably like at least $10. So, I mean, that's why all the developers, you know, dumped N64 like a hot potato, is because they could make a lot more money on the PlayStation. So I think that was a point in time where, like, you know, you had a $50 game on the Nintendo, the developers made a lot more money with a $50 game on the PlayStation. That obviously, over time, that has leveled off. You know, there hasn't been like that big of a jump since. I don't know. I almost, in a way, it's like all these people on YouTube complaining who can't do math or don't understand inflation. I just want them to have to buy a $70 game so they can be like, well, this is what you wanted, isn't it?
Are the guys that also complain when the prices finally went to $60.
Well, that's the thing. Even if it goes to $70, it's like they're still getting a freaking deal. Because it's like we've said for quite a while, it's like really the price should be more like the price of the game plus the premium pass. Like, it should be $100, $110, really, in today's money.
If you go from Nintendo game in, like, 1990 to the current day, it should be about $95-ish.
Yeah, so...
Okay, to be generous, let's say the first CD-based games, you know, not having to worry about, ROMs and stuff. So let's do a $50 places. Oh, because that's the thing. Jones, you and I were alive back then. We actually remember it. We're not like a 16-year-old YouTuber complaining about it.
Yeah, and we actually like bought those games when they came out.
Mowed lawns or whatever, and like we knew how much they cost. Like like the Game Boy was like, what, $90 when it was released. Okay, so $50 in 1995. And the grand total is $82.46. See, that's not as bad.
Yep.
Yeah. So even $70, inflation adjusted would be great. So I think we should move on to the final topic. I'll just say this. I would cut off my left nut to pay for things at the same cost that they were in 2005.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Like gas.
Food would be a lot cheaper.
Yeah, food, insurance, basically everything but video games.
You know, one thing that's interesting too, like when we were texting the other day, I mentioned, you know, like I pay like basically $180 a year to play WoW.
Yeah.
And to me, it's money well spent. But that's an interesting thing. Like, you think about the subscription model, like, it just stays $15. Like, that's another thing that hasn't changed.
Since 2004.
Yeah, I think it was $15 a month back when it first came out. And it's still...
I remember having to mow lawns to pay for my WoW subscription.
But it's like, it's still the same. You know? Like, it doesn't change.
And they have less players than they did in the past, too, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're still, they have a ton, but yeah, tons, not compared to their heyday,
Well, Jones, inflation calculator says that would now be $20.08.
I would still pay that.
Yeah, oh, I shit. Still think wait, that would be worth
redact
it.
Redact that. I don't I don't want Blizzard to hear. They'll be like, oh,
so,
hey.
When we were talking about artifacts, that Atari landfill cartridge, it has a Target sticker from 1983. A Target sticker on it, $35 for an Atari cartridge.
Wow, a Target sticker? That's like before I ever knew that Target even existed.
I want to say that my mom got me a Speak and Spell at Target, like in Illinois.
Because yeah, they didn't have Targets
she
around here until
place,
God, like sometime in the 90s, I think was when they built the one on the west side of Madison.
So that would get you to $88 now.
All right. See, that $80 number is not crazy.
They can't. They could never jump $20. They'd have to do $10. But I think they would be glad.
They jumped $20 last time.
No, they didn't. They went from $50 to $60.
On PC, there were still a lot of games that were $40 when they made the jump.
Ugh, I don't know about that. A brand new AAA game on PC was only $40 in 2005.
I think I paid only $40 for Bad Company 2.
Brand new?
Yeah, brand new.
I think you're drunk.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it was $40 when I bought it. I want to say that was $50.
Yeah, games have been $50 for a long time. I did notice, Jones, that Frito-Lay jalapeno cheddar dip I like to get.
Mm-hmm.
Finally went up in price. It was $3 the longest time. Now it's like $3.19.
Mm.
Oh, Munchos. Remember how the bag said $2 on it?
Yep.
It's printed right in the bag. Then, do you remember when it briefly went up to $3?
To $3, yeah. That was like a month or two, I think.
And then it went right back to $2.
Yep.
So it must have been like a huge flop. And yeah. So do you think that they left the same amount of chips in there?
No.
Or they're like... Actually, I saw that like... what was it? Oh, I like to get those backwoods cigars, you know?
Yeah.
And then I can't remember what it was. Either Wisconsin or the federal government, you know, raised the tobacco tax. And so it used to be you get like an 8-pack of those, and it went down to 5, and then they actually went down to 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
I actually just bought a set of those over the weekend, and you can still get 5 of them down here in Texas for like $4.
Jesus Christ. Well, we have really high tobacco taxes in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's like note to marketers, you know, the Muncho bag is a cautionary tale. Don't put the price right on the packaging.
But yeah, because remember for like, what, 15 years, it was like $2. It says only $2.
Yep, just had it like really big right underneath where it says Munchos. And then, yeah, they briefly changed it to $3. And yeah, I'll admit, like I saw that and I'm like, eh, fuck that. I'm not paying
$3 is still it's a good bargain for a bag of chips.
Yeah, but I mean it's like it went up like, you know,
50% or 33%.
Well.
No, yeah, you're right, 50%.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I'm just like, yeah. No.
Well, clearly it didn't work because yeah, that was so brief. It's so brief, it's like, did that even happen?
Yeah, yeah, it was like they must have like either tried to use up the bags or they probably just like trashed like a whole bunch of the ones they had printed.
They probably had to bury them in New Mexico. It's like this treasure trove of Muncho bags.
$3 Muncho bags.
All right, okay. So how about our final topic? Involves video games as well.
Ooh.
And that is the rumor that Disney is going to dump EA for making it Star Wars games.
Oh no.
So yeah. We've circled all the way back around. We're back on Disney and loot crates.
Yep. And EA and Star Wars, our favorite topics. All in one.
So everyone on the internet loves Disney and they hate EA, I guess. Oh, is Disney being sanctimonious about these loot crates? Is that really what it is?
Yeah, are they looking for a better deal? Yeah.
A better deal? I mean... I'm sure that license cost a fortune. That's probably why there's so many loot crates in Battlefront 2, because it says Star Wars. Look at the Stern Star Wars pinball machine. It's like barren, because they had to spend all the money on the license.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's funny, though. You look at EA, I mean, they haven't really done much with that license, though.
Yeah, two Battlefront games.
Yeah, and then there's, like, some mobile shit out there, which, you know, which is done well. But, I mean, they had that whatever single-player game they were developing that people were all hot and bothered over, and then it just went away. And
that's because they closed the studio.
Yeah, and then they've, you know, their loot crate frenzy drove Old Republic into the ground, because that's basically all that that game turned into.
Tell us more!
Like, basically what they did with that game was...
Because it went free-to-play.
Yeah, right? It went free-to-play, like, in the first year. And then they brought out this thing called the Cartel Market, where you could, you know, buy some shit on there or whatever. It was fine, but then they just went, like, overboard with it, and really... 80% of the new content that comes into that game is just like these, they call them hyper crates, but it's a loot crate, and you spend money to buy these things, then you have a chance to get like gear pieces and fancy lightsabers and shit that you can sell in the in-game store or use yourself. But that is by far the primary focus for like new content. You know, I don't even want to call it content, but new content in the game, and that's, you know, and I'm sure they get a lot of money from it too, but basically the rest of the game suffered from that, and now it's kind of on life support / maintenance mode, which is unfortunate, but...
It's been out for a while, hasn't it?
I think it's going on...
7 years?
Six years?
2011, wasn't it?
I think it was right at the end of 2011, yeah, so it's been just over 6 years.
Hmm.
But it's, yeah, they've really driven that thing into the ground the last 2 to 3 years. Like, the last two kind of expansions were pretty not so great.
Didn't it have, like, a breath of fresh air when it went free-to-play, like a new life?
Yeah, I mean, that saved that game, because that it went free-to-play, like, 8 or 9 months after release, because, like, at launch, it had 2 million subscribers, then, like, a couple of months in, it was down to, like, 1 million, and then it just fell off a cliff, and that was because, like, they built the game, and it's got, like, these 8 classes, and there's 8 individual class stories, which is, like, really great content, but they didn't fully understand how a lot of MMO players are, where they'll just blitz through to get to the end game, because there's people that just love playing end game. But the problem is, they didn't have any end game there at launch, because they thought, oh, people are going to spend months going through these class stories. And, well, guess what? Like, within a week, you know, you got a bunch of people there looking for raids and shit. And, you know, then they left the game. And
never underestimate your customer's ability to have no life.
Yes, exactly.
It's been the first rule of gaming.
And so that, and then the thing too was like they had so much demand at launch that they ended up like spinning up a whole bunch more servers. But then after a couple of months when demand dipped down, then you had all the, your customer base was fragmented across tons of servers. And so a lot of those eventually became dead. Like the server I was on, I'd go to planets and there, it was like a big moment if there were like 5 people on the planet, you know, like a lot of times you'd be one of like 2 people running around, and in an MMO, obviously that's not a good thing.
Right.
So they, when they went to free to play, they did like server merges and stuff around that time too. And, you know, brought back more of the multiplayer part of an MMO, and a lot of people, you know, tried it out because it was free to play, and it was good because, you know, they had a lot of things in there so people could choose to spend like $5 here if they wanted or $10 there, but they didn't necessarily have to go on the hook for $15 a month, you know, which is a better model. So, but then they got greedy with all this loot crate shit or whatever, and basically when you turn your game into a casino like that, that's when you've gone wrong, basically.
What about a casino planet?
Ugh. Yeah, you've gone wrong when you do whatever the hell that was, too.
So when they freed those alien horses,
yes.
How long do you think it took the people on the planet to round them back up?
They capture them again? Yeah. It's like, oh, we ran them like half a mile out of town.
They're safe.
Yeah, they're good. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Or, like, they're not, probably not part of, like, the ecosystem there, so they're all just going to die.
Yeah, or become an invasive native there.
Yeah, or so they completely wipe out the native population of, like,
Yeah, they're bred in captivity, so they have no way to, like, fend for themselves out in the world or something. You know, any number of dire results to this.
And they're like, kill me. So, Jones, I have to admit, speaking of Star Wars, I'm pretty shocked that Han Solo is actually going to come out on time.
Hmm.
Didn't they, like, announce that we're reshooting stuff after, like, the trailer came out?
Yeah, they were doing reshoots this month again.
Yeah, in February, yeah, they were still doing reshoots, yeah.
Oh boy.
Okay, we got to go to that thing just out of like morbid curiosity now.
Yeah, I'm going to go to see that when it comes out.
So
it's got to just be
shitty movie day.
Remember we tried that? Wasn't that like In the Name of the King, that dungeon sleep?
Oh yeah,
movie?
Yeah, we went to that. Yeah.
That was our attempt at a shitty movie day in
that
the theater.
That was a pretty good shitty movie.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Yeah, you had like Burt Reynolds laying around in like a Hanes t-shirt or something in medieval
and they,
times.
You know, the orcs setting themselves on fire and then jumping to the catapults.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I was packing up my DVDs and I realized like half my movies are bad movies on purpose that I bought. I had like 2 copies of Dungeons and Dragons, and I think like at least 2, if not 3 copies of Batman and Robin.
Yeah. I know I bought you one at some point.
Yeah, someone like, got,
the
like
special
with
edition
the, with the director's commentary.
Yeah, I think I bought that for you for like your birthday or some shit 1 year. So I'm like, oh god, Ben needs this.
Well, and I have my Dirty Dancing Betamax, so I've got everything I need now.
Oh yeah, and the laser disc, right?
Oh yeah, laser disc, everything. I could compare the quality. Let's compare the. It could be one of those like tech channels on YouTube. Let's compare the quality of every copy of Dirty Dancing. Oh wait, is there 4K Dirty Dancing?
I bet
I'm
there
like,
will
I have
be.
That.
Give
you
it
know
time.
What the little dirty little secret of movies is a lot of modern movies are still only mastered in 2K.
Mm-hmm.
So a 4K Blu-ray is actually a lot of times just a blow up of it.
Yeah.
Oh wait.
Oh.
Dirty Dancing 30th anniversary. Wait.
Oh.
DVD Blu-ray plus. I have the Blu-ray.
I see that Disney is embracing 4K discs now. They were slow getting to the party, but now they're going in on it. Well, speaking of shitty movies,
what?
Like last weekend, Dale and I did like a Nicolas Cage marathon for a while.
And oh boy!
And a Cage-a-thon.
Yes, that's what we called it actually. And we finally watched Vampire's Kiss, which is free on Vudu, like with ads or whatever. It is amazing. Like, it's just like it's Nicolas Cage actually playing like a crazy person who thinks he's becoming a vampire, and it's just amazing. Like, there's scenes where you can tell he just tries to, like, ape Max Schreck, and it's great. It's difficult to describe, but...
Is that the one where he makes the meme face that's on the internet?
Yes, where, like, you can see, like, about an inch of the whites above his eyes or whatever. Like, he's
yeah.
got it. Yeah, like, that's from that. There's, like, this awesome YouTube video of, like, Nicolas Cage going batshit crazy or something it's called. And, like, I think half the clips in that are from Vampire's Kiss. There's, like, a scene where he's just running out of the street and he's like, I'm a vampire! I'm a vampire! I'm a vampire! Just, like, yelling it out.
How did it compare to Wicker Man remake?
It's, like, more consistently insanely awesome. Like, Wicker Man just has that amazing final, like, 20, 30 minutes.
Yes.
But, like, Vampire's Kiss, it's kind of like the whole thing. He's just, I don't know, it's something else. And then there's, like, this scene where he's, like, having sex with this woman who's, like, some sort of succubus or something, or at least he thinks she is. And, but she obviously has, like, these gigantic pasty things on, but they did, like, a terrible job of hiding them. So, like, you're looking at it, and you're like, wait a minute, she's, like, got, like, big freaking pasty
things. Is she
things.
Supposed to be topless?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, so she probably had, like, a no-nudity clause or something?
Yeah. I mean, it looks like it's just, like, this gigantic circular Band-Aid that's over her nipple. And, because it's, like, from behind her, and she's, like, laying against him, but then she leans over a bit, and so you can see side boob, and you see this thing there, and it's, like, I don't look right. And then it shows up again.
Like, that don't look right.
Yeah, it's just like, I think they just didn't care at this point in the filming. But, yeah, it's just, it's cool, because usually Cage just is doing, like, weird shit. I mean, he's awesome. But it's like, in this, he's, like, actually, like, a legitimately crazy person.
Wait, he's playing a crazy person?
Yes, so he's, like, actually playing a crazy... So think of Nick Cage actually playing a crazy person. And
so, but it's still, like, a really bad movie, though?
It's just so over the top. Like, it's definitely worth seeing just for how, like, ridiculous it is.
Is it more over the top than over the top?
Yes.
Oh.
It's not an arm wrestling movie. Although that movie's kind of the premise of that. See, you gotta love the 80s. Like, the premise of that is he has to, like, somehow win an arm wrestling competition to have enough money to, like, gain custody of his son from, like, his evil father-in-law or some shit. Like, that's, like, the plot of the freaking movie.
It's like, yeah!
They'd never make something like that nowadays.
What about Real Steel? That kind of a plot like that, didn't it? Like, he sells his son or something?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It was just something. But yes, Vampire's Kiss... Free with ads on Vudu for anybody who delights in Nick Cage in all his wonder and glory. Can't
okay.
go wrong.
So, yeah, what about this Disney dumping EA thing?
Oh, yeah, that thing.
do you think it's, like, a problem? I mean, they'll just get somebody else to make their games, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be other idiots lining up, I'm sure, so...
I mean, I don't know. I don't think I'd want to make a game with them. It seems like it'd be really expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm surprised Disney doesn't buy a game studio.
They closed LucasArts when they bought Lucasfilm.
Yeah, yeah, it's like they had a perfectly good one, and then they closed it.
Yeah.
They're dumb fucks.
They've owned a lot of studios over the years, and they always fail for some reason.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Supposedly, weren't they, like, having some sort of meetings with, like, Ubisoft and Activision? But yeah, maybe those studios will be like, yeah, we don't need this headache. And then they just kind of crawl back to EA.
Possibly. I mean, that's the thing. Again, everyone loves Disney and they hate EA for some reason. But if you think about it, like, I don't know. It just seems like it'd be really expensive and restrictive and, like, the Star Wars games never really do that well.
Yeah,
I mean, Battlefront
yeah.
sold pretty well, but think about it, like,
the
Battlefront.
Battlefronts sold really well.
Yeah.
Probably some of the Lego Star Wars games are probably, like, some of the most successful Star Wars games.
Like, if you're EA or DICE, and you're like, okay, we can sell 20 million copies of this game that has a really expensive license attached to it, or we can sell 20 million copies of Battlefield, which we completely own. Like, which one is better for the studio?
Yeah.
But I suppose...
Yeah.
I suppose for them it's like, well, this way we can have a game every year. You know, that's their thing. Like yeah, Battlefront, true. Battlefront, Battlefield. I don't know. Yeah, although they had this Anthem thing coming out, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's like with Star Wars, you know, like, I'm trying to think. I mean, there's obviously a lot of material that could be mined there, but, I mean, it's got to be kind of a pain in the ass, because you have to work with, like, their story group and, you know, get all this shit approved, you know, whereas, you know, you look at a company like Blizzard, it's like they just go and make their own IP all the time, you know, so they just do their own thing. They go and create World of Warcraft, and they create Overwatch and Diablo, you know, and all this
That's
stuff.
That's one thing I'd want, is a Overwatch movie.
They could do something with that, yeah.
Would that be as good as Roadhouse 2, though?
I don't know, would Charlize still be willing to star in it?
Well, according to my Kickstarter idea, she would. At the $5,000 pledge level, you get hit over the head with a bar stool at the cameo.
Nice.
Yeah. At the $10,000 pledge level, you get to kiss Charlize. No tongue.
Wow.
Yeah.
I bet you that one would sell right away.
Yeah.
If you get that, like, with the dude who did, like, Atomic Blonde and her, you know, that would be bank. Studio well, financing immediately.
Clearly, the Roadhouse remake with Ronda Rousey is dead.
Yes.
So, if you have to make it, well, first of all, you shouldn't, but if you have to, you know, cast, like, an actress. Actually, you know what? Yeah, I mean, I think that if you're going to remake it, you should, like, you know, change the sex, you know, change it up.
Oh, yeah.
You have to justify its existence somehow. But she's Dalton's daughter.
Well, yeah.
Right?
And Charlize has proven she can kick plenty of ass, so.
Yeah.
Well, I watched, like, Fate of the Furious also. That was a hell of a lot of fun.
Is that the one where Charlize Theron hacks cars?
Yes. It's completely ridiculous, but that's exactly what I want one of those movies to be. It's just like at the end of it, I shit you not, they're like racing across a frozen lake being chased by like a submarine.
Oh yeah, I saw
out of the water.
Saw that in the previews.
And it's just, and there's, oh my god, there's a sequence on a plane where Jason Statham is shooting and fighting his way through a plane while carrying a baby. It's awesome. It's everything you never knew you wanted in a movie.
Wow, I guess I've only seen like two of those movies, so I need to catch up.
I think I've seen maybe half of them now.
Oh, so you've seen half of those movies, but you won't watch a Cloverfield movie.
Yes, apparently so.
You know, the thing is, Cloverfield's not even really that good. I don't know why I keep telling you to watch it. I guess it's just a tradition at this point.
But it's like, you know, Fast and the Furious movies, they've got like The Rock and Statham running around in the later ones, and then like Charlize shows up. I mean, how can you go wrong? And you got Vin wandering around just being Vin.
Does he say pussy in this one?
Not in this one. Oh god. Yeah, at the end of, I think that was 4 when he did that. Oh, so awesome. It's just so funny. He says it. Oh god.
Oh, I searched for BeagleBone Black Pocket Beagle, and then I get, apparently there's a dog called Pocket Beagle.
Hmm. It's, I suppose, pretty cute. That stands to reason. Oh, it's like a breed?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that reminds me. So apparently this Boss Baby movie, have you heard of this, Jones?
Oh yeah, I think it's on Netflix now.
Yeah, so the bad guy in it, he creates ever puppies.
See? There it is. Every idea, no matter how dumb it may have been, will eventually get made into a movie.
Yep.
God so, damn it.
Yeah, they stole our idea.
See, we gotta just, like...
And it's exactly what it is. It's,
we have to act on our stupidity at some point, I guess.
Yeah,
it's like,
we need to own it.
Yeah, it's like, this idea is really, really goddamn stupid. Like, well, let's call up Netflix. I bet they'll give us like $10 million.
At
the
worst case, it gets turned into a Cloverfield movie.
Yep.
Oh, God, we can shit out Cloverfield movies forever. Netflix.
So this thing then, do people start, when they're making their movies, do people shoot the extra scenes already to make it a Cloverfield movie?
No, they get added
you
later.
Wait until you get bought.
Yeah, I know, but you just like, it's cheaper to do it when you're doing the movie, so just in case it doesn't work out, you can go,
oh yeah,
the Cloverfield movie now, because we're just going to put these scenes in that we already recorded.
So you just assume that it could get turned into a Cloverfield movie.
Yeah.
So we'll have to remember that when we do POSP 3, like, it might need to become a Cloverfield movie.
Yes.
They'll have the Cloverfield cut. Can put that on the, on the DVD. And
extended director's cut.
Like part of the cell. That's part of the sell to Netflix when they come around. You know, it's like, oh yeah, this possum movie. It's really something. You know, like here we'll give you this, but we're gonna turn it into like Cloverfield Woman or something.
And we already have scenes shot for that.
It'll be like, hey,
we thought you might ask that.
Like, give us the completion funds, and then here you get these scenes.
Every movie should dedicate 5% of its budget to creating Cloverfield contingency scenes. Film clip guy in his car at night reacting to text messages. Or so let's say you're making a romantic comedy, right? With Sandra Bullock and Hugh Grant. And it's really simple. You just have a scene where Sandra Bullock looks at her cell phone. And then if you need to later on, you can put images on the screen that say Cloverfield monster destroyed your hometown. And that would attach the movie to the Cloverfield franchise.
There you go. You could like replace the whole like director's cut thing with just the Cloverfield cut of movies.
This is a new thing, guys. This is the future.
I mean, the Clover cut.
The Clover cuts.
People will start doing this shit on YouTube now. This will be another thing.
Oh yeah, we could like retcon other things. Like because Max and I were talking about doing a final edit of Ghost Squad 2 because we didn't quite finish it actually when we released it. It wasn't quite right, but we released it anyway.
It had some typos.
Yeah, Allison did that. I can't believe it.
I saw that right away. I'm like, Ben always asks me to like proofread things.
The word alter with an E.
Yeah, and there was one other thing too, like in the credits.
Yeah, I could see Max doing that because Max is younger and he's a horrible speller.
Yeah,
but not Allison.
Because usually you like send me shit like. Where it's like, Jones, look this over.
Oh, wait, there's a typo in the credits?
I believe there was.
Oh, I did the credits.
I'll have to watch it again, but I know I saw two things. But yeah, the altar was definitely the most glaring one.
So anyway, Max and I, we want to go back and fix a couple things and re-upload it or like have Element 14 have it like, you know, as a finale or a post-finale. Yeah. But anyway, I mean, we might as well just turn it into a Cloverfield movie.
More money for it.
Oh God! That'd be interesting. Like take old movies and then like have a Cloverfield cut of it.
Like Cloverfield Casablanca.
Yeah, just slip it in there.
The plane is flying away at the end, and then the monster pops out of the clouds. It turns out the monster was around back then.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. Okay, so what would be the hardest movie to insert Cloverfield into?
Glenn or Glenda? No, it'd probably be easy to put it in Glenn or Glenda. I don't know. Hardest one. Probably some, like, prestigious thing. Schindler's List.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know... They never specifically said that movie wasn't part of the Cloverfield franchise, so it could have been.
I suppose you could have it where, like, you know, Schindler's sitting there looking at his list, and then it has, like, Oscar Cloverfield on it or something like that. You know, be like,
it's like the scientist who invented the Cloverfield paradox.
Yep.
He was one of the Jews that saved by
there it
Oscar
is.
Schindler.
Well, never mind, we can fit it into Schindler's List, too, so I guess... There's no bound to Cloverfield.
Okay, how could you fit Cloverfield into the Love Guru?
God. Oh, that goddamn movie. Even Cloverfield's probably above that thing.
Oh, yeah. First Cloverfield movie's not bad.
Oh, Cloverfield. Let's see. Love Guru.
See. I don't even remember what happened in that movie.
I just remember you said, like, that G-U-R-U thing.
All I remember is that we watched it the same time we watched Speed Racer, which turned out to be a pretty good bad movie, which had John Goodman
in it. John Goodman fighting ninjas.
Who was in 10 Cloverfield Lane. There's your connection.
Yep.
It also
and he
means,
fought ninjas.
Also means Big Lebowski is part of the Cloverfield expanded universe.
Yeah.
Well, you could have that be like the tag on the rug would be like, you know, Cloverfield Rug Company or some shit.
Oh, yeah. Like, maybe like the monster is the person who actually stole his rug.
Ooh. Ooh, yeah, that could be. That damn monster, it gets around.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's the reason his car ended up wedged into an abutment. It was because they were swerving off the road because, well, you know, there was a Cloverfield monster there.
Yeah, it wasn't because he dropped his doobie in his shorts and then poured beer on it or anything. Oh, God, that's so funny.
You can make him... Titanic is a Cloverfield movie because you'd CG in the monster where the iceberg would be.
Oh, so it actually hit the monster.
Yeah.
Oh, what you could have it is like the monster pushes the iceberg in front of it.
So it all happens off screen.
Yeah, it's because being, like,
the monster wanted
to
eat all the frozen people.
Yeah, and it didn't want to be, you know, it didn't want to take all the glory. So it's like, well, here, I'll be sneaky and push this like giant iceberg in front of it.
Oh, wow. I never thought about it that way. Oh, okay. What about It's a Wonderful Life? You know how that guy loses the envelope of money? I think what happens was that he saw a Cloverfield monster on his way home from the bank, and he was so scared that he dropped the envelope. And that's when Potter picked it up. And Potter is just going to wait for the Cloverfield monster to destroy all the houses and then buy the land for 50 cents on the dollar.
Genius.
So what do you think? What movies could you turn into Cloverfield movies? Let us know in the comments below.
Oh, Cloverfield.
You know what? I bet we just gained like 100 listeners while we were recording this. Because now I can look at the stats.
Now you can, like, you know, do hashtag Cloverfield something on it. And I don't know. It'll gain followers because of that.
Because everyone just loves Cloverfield so much.
I guess. Millions do.
Maybe Cloverfield is like J.J. Abrams' Possumus.
Could be. Not as good, though, but could be.
I'm still trying to work a possum into the movie we're working on, so. It's a pretty good place for it, actually. There's like a dead cat skeleton. I figured I'd just turn it into a dead possum skeleton.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, possums go inside buildings all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect sense.
Very treacherous.
Well, this has been quite the podcast. I actually think we kept on topic pretty well.
Yeah, there was some drift, but, you know, by our standards, yeah, probably pretty well.
Laser accuracy. Well, let us know what kind of cool things you'd like us to talk about in the future, and I guess we'll see you in a future episode.
Adios.
Later, everyone.